Wheel with two wings, installed in the hub, symbolizes dynamism. Movement from place to place, thus freeing of the local conditions and the entry into the world. On the tombstone of Carl Manninger, it represents a symbol of professional locomotive driver and the official logo of the company Southern Railway. This symbol also testifies importance of the railway for Maribor. The year 1846. When a railroad was built through Maribor. From the north, represents an important milestone in the economic and cultural development of the city. The railroad, owned by Southern Railway Company, initially offered a connection to Vienna, then the capital of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, and the northern countries. Few years later, a new railroad reaches coastal city Trst and connects Maribor with the Mediterranean. In 1863, when a railroad was completed in the direction of Carinthia, Maribor became a key transport crossroad. Of two main lines of the monarchy in the length of 1,890 kilometers. This caused a boom in Maribor trade of organic products, and from the opposite direction, import of cheaper industrial products reached the city. The Southern Railways Company elicits industrialization of the city. In year 1865, in Maribor started operating the first modern industrial object, where Southern Railway Company repaired the entire vehicle fleet. All railway workers had similar uniforms, but, according to the rank, workers had different labels on the cap and buttons on their uniform. But the wheel with two wings was on every cap. And this symbol was also used by other railway companies. Workers of state railways had on their caps almost the same symbol, but with the added crown. Southern Railway Company also took good care about the accommodation of their railway workers. By year 1874, 40 brick house with four apartments and a garden, school, children's shelters, and a warehouse of food supplies had been built. Today, this area, named the Colony, is a protected cultural heritage monument. Finally, workers of Southern Railway Company and especially their locomotive drivers were considered as well-paid labor force. Therefore, the tomb of the locomotive driver Carl Manninger and his family represents wealthy citizens.